was gone. Kira let her sight relax slightly as she turned away. Chills ran along her skin, the hairs rising, as she sensed something else watching her. Or, rather, many eyes watching her. The graveyard held dozens of spirits. Some were so faint that Kira could barely make out flickers of movements between the gravestones. Others were so strong they seemed to glow. The sun must have risen, but it barely touched Blighty's cemetery. The area was shrouded in a conflicting twilight, dampened further by the mist that never seemed to fully evaporate, and the tall, leafless trees that stretched dark branches into the sky. A man stood barely 10 paces behind Kira. Grizzled and with sunken cheeks, his dead eyes met hers for a fraction of a second before a cloud of fog rolled between them, obscuring him. When it passed, he was gone. Kira cleared her throat. She'd ventured into the graveyard to meet its spirits, learn their names, and hopefully understand their situations a little better, but had strayed deeper than she'd meant to. The groundskeeper's cottage, her temporary home, felt miles away. She couldn't even remember which direction it was. She took a step forward, her boots crunching over layers of frost, and stopped again. Something small and dark whisked through the tall grass. Kira squinted to follow the liquid shadow, then smiled. Daisy, her black cat, hunted insects. Her tail lashed as she spotted some new prey, then she vanished again, swallowed by the gloom. At least someone was having a good time. Kira hunched her shoulders and kept moving, her eyes scanning her surroundings, picking out the monuments and cracked tombstones in her path. A low, creaking noise came from her right. Just the trees groaning. They strained under their own weight as though each new morning brought further discomfort. That meant she was closer to the forest's edge than she'd thought. The tombstones continued into the trees. Kira wasn't sure how far. She had tried to find the graveyard's end once, before encountering a presence that forced her to turn back. Something unpleasantly dark had tainted the ground. She wasn't sure what, and a part of her hoped she might never have to find out. Her head throbbed. Figures blinked in and out of view as she strode between the stones. She moved carefully as she tried to avoid stepping on the burial mounds. But the cemetery was chaotic, and some of the graves were so old that their only remaining evidence was a glimpse of fractured slate between thick grass. She didn't think it was her imagination that the spirits of Blighty Cemetery were avoiding her. They watched from a distance sometimes, but almost all vanished when she turned toward them. Condensed mist trickled down Kira's back like an otherworldly finger tracing her spine. She shuddered, hunching her shoulders further. She thought she must be nearing the groundskeeper's cottage. Some of the markers looked familiar. Kira circled a tree, running her hand across the damp, cracked bark as she passed it. Her view ahead momentarily cleared, and she glimpsed an elderly woman in elaborate Victorian dress. Kira dipped her head politely as she approached. "Hello?" Unlike Marianne, this spirit was crisp and bright. She seemed to glow like a light through the fog. Her wrinkled, angular face didn't even turn towards Kira, but her eyes narrowed as she lifted her cane and strode through a magnificent headstone. She didn't come out the other side. "All right, cool. We'll catch up another time." Kira rubbed wet palms on her jeans. "Am I imagining it? Or are these ghosts being kind of picky? I mean, I know I'm new at this, but it's not like spirit mediums come through here every week." Then, ahead, she caught a flash of motion. A spirit's hand waved at her. Kira's heart lifted, and a smile grew as she lengthened her gait. "Good morning." A beaming man emerged from between two headstones. He was plump, middle-aged, mostly bald, and completely naked. "Oh, okay." Kira